Good afternoon and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church here in Hoyleton, Illinois. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg, and today we are gathered to give thanks to God for the life of our dear brother in Christ, Alvin Walter Sockleben, who was certainly a beloved father and grandfather and great-grandfather and a friend to so many in this church and in this community for almost a century. And as we gather today, of course, we gather in mourning, but we don't mourn like others do who have no hope. This is the Lenten season, and we are anticipating Easter and our celebration of the resurrection, and that's what this funeral service is going to do for us as well. We gather in the hope and the joy of Christ's resurrection from the dead. We know that death will not destroy us forever and ever, and we will see our brother Alvin again. Thanks be to God. For the service today, we will follow the order that is printed in the blue bulletin. Hopefully you received one on your way into the sanctuary today. However, for the words to the hymns, you will need the burgundy-colored hymnal, which is in the pew in front of you. And we will begin with our opening hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. We're going to sing verse 1, and then we'll sing verses 5, 6, 7, and 8. You may be seated for the opening hymn. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Alvin was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." At this time, we will continue the service as we recite together the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Alvin and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's word. Our first reading today comes to us from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, beginning with verse 9. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our epistle reading today is from St. John's first letter, chapter 4, beginning with verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. If we have died with Christ, we shall also live with him. If we are faithful to the end, we shall reign with him. Our holy gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, beginning with verse 31. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now at this time, we will join together in speaking the words of our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed, which, of course, Alvin spoke along with us many, many times throughout his life. If you need the words to the creed, they are printed for you on the back flap of your hymnal. We confess together, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." You may be seated. Our next hymn is number 770, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Thank you. To the family and friends of Alvin Sachleben, to those of you who are gathered here today to remember and celebrate his long life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end. Especially to you, Mary and Kurt and Myra, Alvin's beloved children, and to the rest of the Sachleben family as well. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Just a couple of months from now, May 29th, would have been our dear brother Alvin's 100th birthday. And I know a lot of us were really rooting for him to make it to that day, but the Lord, in his infinite wisdom, decided to call him home to himself in heaven at the blessed age of 99 years and 9 months old. Absolutely amazing. Alvin was officially, here toward the end of his life, the oldest member of our congregation here at Trinity Lutheran in Hoyleton. I believe that is a serious honor when you consider that we have quite a few members who have been blessed to live very long lives. But Alvin was older than all of them. It's kind of mind-boggling to think about this last almost century of life that he had. The obituary says that he was a member of the American Legion for 75 years, having served in the Army Air Corps as the Second World War was coming to a close. Think about that. It's absolutely astounding. I mean, we know here in the year 2025 that there are not very many World War II vets who are still around and among us anymore. You just think about this world that Alvin was born into on May 29th, 1925. A world that most of us have pretty much only heard about or read about in history books, history classes. A world where Calvin Coolidge was the president of the United States. And Alvin was blessed to be able to live to see 17 more presidents after that take the oath of office. It's amazing. It was a world where Babe Ruth was still in the prime of his career. And I just learned a little bit ago that Alvin grew up a St. Louis Browns fan, which is the team that in the 1950s eventually left and became what are known today as the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, who's a St. Louis Browns fan anymore? We got one over here. That's good. It's a world that existed before the invention of the television, before the concept of the internet wasn't even a dream yet. You think about all of the many ways that Alvin saw this world change in his almost 100 years of life, and all of the people from multiple generations that came in and out of his life during those years. And we are just so thankful today. Yes, we are grieving, but in spite of our grief, we're so thankful that the Lord blessed Alvin with such a long and happy life. And most importantly, we're thankful for the gift of faith that he had throughout all of those years. We praise God's name for his gift of holy baptism, which, as you can see on the top of the first page of your bulletin, that took place for Alvin when he was just 9 days old, so also almost 100 years ago, June 7th, 1925, baptized by Pastor Fuhler here at Trinity Hoyleton. Amazing. I only got to personally know Alvin for the last 8.5 years of the 99 that he lived on this earth. But I knew Alvin as a man who was a true gentleman, a man who was maybe a little on the quieter side. He kind of seemed to keep to himself a little bit, but he was someone who you could tell really cared about his family, about his church, about his community. Even though the years of him serving as an elder here or as the treasurer for the village of Hoyleton were past him, they were gone in the past. He was someone that you would call sort of a perfectionist is the right way to put it, right? I mean, he liked things done a certain way. There was a right way to do it, and that's what he was interested in. And my understanding is, especially when he was a younger man, he took on a number of projects all by himself because then he knew that it would be done right. And that could be all sorts of things, right? It could be little things like when he would sometimes mend the kids' shoes, and sometimes it'd be something bigger, like when he took on the project of the second floor of the house and he used hand tools and made sure that everything was built exactly right. And speaking of things that Alvin liked to do on his own, I was very interested to learn when a few of us sat down together and talked the other day that I didn't know this, but at once upon a time, Alvin had taught himself how to play the piano and taught himself how to play the guitar. And he had a beautiful singing voice, and he would actually play music with a few of his other friends that were also musicians, and they would be essentially hired to play at these different social events that would take place. And even when there wasn't something big like a wedding shivery is what they used to call them, right? Like a wedding reception. There were also those quieter moments where he would play music at home. And I know you shared with me that you could remember him playing in the evenings when you would be getting ready to go to bed. And that at the end of each night, the last song that he would play was a song called "Ah, Sweet Mystery of Life," which I was not familiar with that song. It's a little before my time. Maybe some of you have heard that song before. I did look it up. Those of you who know that song, "Ah, Sweet Mystery of Life," you know that the sweet mystery that the song is talking about is love. That love and love alone is what the world is seeking, that love is the answer. The song says that love is the end and all of living. What a comforting thought to fall asleep to. And especially for us as Christians, because we know what the true source of love really is. We know that it's the love of our Savior Jesus Christ who gives us an answer for all the mysteries of life, the sweet mysteries and the not so sweet mysteries too. To live 99 years on this earth in a world that has been tainted with sin means that for as many blessings as Alvin received from the Lord, he also dealt with a number of challenges. And for a person who really liked it and felt more comfortable when he was in control of things, well, there were plenty of times when things happened that he couldn't do anything about. For many years, he worked as an inventory control manager for National Mine. This was a job that he really enjoyed. It was a job that he was well suited for. But there were times when things happened that were outside of his control. You guys shared with me that there were times when he had to physically go down into the mine. And he didn't really like that very much. But sometimes you just have to do things that you're not comfortable doing. For 46 years, Alvin was happily married to the love of his life, Bodie, a wonderful partner that God gave to him to share his life with. But this is another thing that was outside of his control. For the last 30 years of his life, Alvin had to live without her as God called her home back in 1994. Yes, it was out of his control, but what a blessing it is to know that they are reunited now, after all that time apart. And certainly these last few years, and especially these last few months, there were a lot of things that were a challenge and outside of his control. Alvin's health was deteriorating, and he had to move from one place to the next, and it was hard to make those adjustments. It's hard when things are outside of our control. I'm sure there's plenty of other things that could be said when you're talking about somebody who lived as long as Alvin did and went through the kinds of changes he went through and saw all these many ways that 2025 is so different from the world of 1925. But the one thing that has never changed, the one thing that has remained constant all this time is the sweet mystery of life, the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came into this world more than 2,000 years ago so that he could die on the cross and rise from the dead and destroy the power of death forever and ever. So that now, today, when someone that we love passes away, someone that we know had a strong faith in Jesus, just like our dear brother Alvin did, we can be assured that the same Jesus who willingly gave himself up all those years ago continues to fulfill his promises to us today. Alvin's confirmation verse was given to him back in 1939. It's also printed for you in the bulletin, and it was included in our gospel reading today. It comes from John chapter 8. Jesus says, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The truth. The truth is that sin and death no longer have any power over us. The truth is that Jesus took all of these things that were outside of our control and he handled every last one of them for us. The truth is that his love really is the sweet mystery of life. As we heard in our other reading today from 1 John chapter 4, and it's also the same words that are up here on the banner right behind me, and I'm especially looking at the last three down here at the bottom. God is love. For 99 years and 9 months, Alvin knew that. God is love. That the God who created him, that the God who redeemed him, that the God who sanctified him, that God is love. And that God of love was right there, right beside Alvin, two Thursdays ago, singing to him as he closed his eyes, as he fell asleep for the last time here on earth. And thanks be to God, he is now enjoying the fullness of the presence of the Lord in heaven, completely free from the brokenness of this world forever and ever. It's such a comfort to know that in the uncontrollable chaos of this life, there really is something that never changes. That, of course, is the power of the gospel, the good news that our sins are forgiven and that someday we get to go to heaven too. This is not the end of the story. Physical death is not the end of the story for Alvin, and it won't be the end of our story either. There's going to be more changes coming for all of us. And we think 99 years sounds like a long time, but you know what? Eternity is much, much longer. And we get a small glimpse of what some of those big changes in our life are going to be like, especially in that reading that we had from Revelation. We hear about the saints who are wearing the white robes and they're waving their palm branches and they're coming out of the great tribulation and they are singing. They are standing there before the throne of the Lamb and they are singing songs of praises. And Alvin is now in that crowd too. I don't know if he's still singing "Ah, Sweet Mystery of Life." But what I know for sure is in heaven, the love of Christ truly is the end and all of living. As it says in verse 17, "The Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Alvin Sockleben and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Alvin and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. And our closing hymn is My Hope is Built on Nothing Less, number 575.